Planck and Einstein were among the 8 asked to prepare reports on a particular topic. To be written in French, German, or English, they were to be sent out to the participants before the meeting and serve as the starting point for discussion during the planned sessions. Planck would discuss blackbody radiation theory, while Einstein had been assigned his quantum theory of specific heat. Although Einstein was accorded the honor of giving the final talk, a discussion of his quantum theory of light was not on the agenda. "I find the whole undertaking extremely attractive," Einstein wrote to Walter Nernst, "and there is little doubt in my mind that you are its heart and soul." By 1910, Nernst believed that the time was ripe to get to grips with the quantum that he regarded as nothing more than a rule with most curious, indeed grotesque, properties. He convinced Solvay to finance the conference, and the Belgian spared no expense, booking the plush Hotel Metropole as the venue. In its luxurious surroundings, with all their needs catered for, Einstein and his colleagues spent 5 days talking about the quantum. Whatever slim hopes he harbored for progress at what he called the witch's Sabbath, Einstein returned to Prague disappointed and complained of learning nothing that he did not know before. Nevertheless, he had enjoyed getting to know some of the other witches. Marie Curie, whom he found to be unpretentious, appreciated the clearness of his mind, the shrewdness with which he marshaled his facts, and the depth of his knowledge. During the Congress, it was announced that she had been awarded the Nobel Prize for Chemistry. She had become the first scientist to win 2, having already won the Physics Prize in 1903. It was a tremendous achievement that was overshadowed by the scandal that broke around her during the Congress. The French press had learned that she was having an affair with a married French physicist. Paul Langevin, a slender man with an elegant mustache, was a delegate at the conference, and the papers were full of stories that the pair had eloped. Einstein, who had seen no signs of a special relationship between the two, dismissed the reports as rubbish. Despite her sparkling intelligence, he thought Curie was not attractive enough to represent a danger to anyone. Even though at times he appeared to waver under the strain, Einstein had been the first to learn to live with the quantum, and by doing so, revealed a hidden element of the true nature of light. Another young theorist also learned to live with the quantum after he used it to resurrect a flawed and neglected model of the atom.